Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE, and it is a real pleasure for me to introduce Eddie Aronoff, who is the founder of a film organization called Art Scene Films. And I'm talking to you right now. You're in Moscow, correct?
I am in Moscow at this very moment.
What are you doing there, Eddie?
Well, I've been living here for 16 years. For the last eight of I've been filming Russian theater, and only recently, in the last couple of years, with a lot of the great directors, stage directors, having left Russia, going abroad now to kind of ply their trade there, we've been following these directors and are filming their new productions in Lithuania and Latvia.
In the diaspora.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you have to give me a little bit of context of what this experience is like for you. You say you're an American filming these Russian productions in Moscow. Are you being monitored? What does this experience look like?
Yeah. 16 years ago, I moved to Moscow, but obviously I'm from New York, from White Plains, which is a little bit south of you guys. But I'm not monitored. It's you know, I'm pretty unimportant. and what I've done before recently is help promote Russian culture. So I don't think I was on any sort of problematic list or for anybody. And it is only recently, as I said, we started following these great directors and are now working with them more than with the Russian theaters. And that's how, you know, we connected with the folks at Time and Space and kind of programmed with this series of films called Artists in Exile. And that's what we're going to be doing for the next 3 weeks, starting this Sunday, three straight films of, I guess, theater productions, one from Lithuania and one from Moscow and one from Novosibirsk, Russia. So,
well, the one from Moscow isn't an exile, correct?
Well, the director who was responsible for that production was one of the many directors who left after the war began. And he has since passed away of cancer. But one of his films, it was shot in Russia, so it's not exactly what we're doing now. But it involves the director who did leave. Yes.
Can you describe a little bit about these film productions, what they look like, and you're not just setting a camera in front of a stage, presumably?
Yeah, we capture the films. I mean, very similar to what the Metropolitan Opera does with their when they're filming their live productions. We don't do it live. We film it. We edit it. And it's a different feeling for people who love theater, live theater. It's certainly not the same animal at all. We kind of try not to compete with that. All we try to do is provide something that's unique and hopefully, you know, something very similar to Met Opera, National Theater Live, those types of, I mean, they're much bigger than we are, of course, because they have a bigger audience, but you know, we've been trying to at least provide something that would be interesting for people.
Can you tell me a little bit more how your relationship with Time and Space came about?
Well, we started with Time and Space 8 years ago when we first released our first film, which is one of the three that is being presented on the 15th of December at Time and Space, called Eugene Onegin. And it's a production by a man named Rimas Tuminas, the man who passed away. But it was a huge hit in New York when it came there live and also in London. So we brought that Time and Space, or we introduced ourselves to them, and they brought it in very generously at that time. And it sold out and did really well. And from that moment, we started showing these Russian theater productions, which abated a bit, of course, because of the circumstances in Ukraine. But we've worked with Linda and Claudia there for quite a while. and they've been loyal supporters, and they just like good theater. They're not really picky in terms of what they take from us. They're pretty open-minded about what we're offering, and it's unique, and they're kind of great about it. And we've had relationships like that throughout with other cinemas in other cities too.
The production you mentioned before, which is part of your series Artists in Exile, Remus Tuminis's Eugene Onegin, is screening on December 15th. And Dmitry, well, please pardon if I butcher his name, Dmitry Krimov, is it?
Krimov's Fragment, which
Will be
is
on.
this Sunday. Dmitry Krimov is actually run has moved away from Russia, is now living in New York City.
Oh.
He's quite a celebrity in terms of theater directors, and he has a he presents his work at La Mama in New York City, and has a theater lab there with and they're going to have a new production on, I think, in March. Last year, when they did their productions in New York, they sold out all their shows, and mostly to Western audiences, not really even to the Russian diaspora. So he has a real following, and we've already done pretty well with sales for his work. I know there's some tickets left for this Sunday.
That's for the screening of Fragments.
Yes.
Hey, that's almost like an exchange program. Dimitri's in New York City and you're in Moscow.
Yes, it's very fun. We met recently in Riga, so that Riga, Latvia. So we have meeting places to try and communicate with each other.
I'm talking to Eddie Aronoff, who is the founder of Art Scene Films. He also has helped put together this series called Artists in Exile, which will be at Time and Space Limited beginning on Sunday. Visit timeandspace.org for tickets and details. Eddie, it would be delinquent of me not to take this opportunity that we're talking and ask you what your experience is with your neighbors and their feelings about the war with their Ukrainian brothers and sisters.
They're brothers, and they always had been brothers, and very connected, of course. There was, Eastern Ukrainians were closer to Russia than the Western Ukrainians were. But in general, this was not a adversarial relationship at all, and it became one for a variety of reasons, and it's not worth it, of course. And it's a shame, and it's an awful situation, and hopefully it will slowly get better if we can somehow find a way to end it, at least at this hot stage of it, and start diplomatically trying to figure out what goes where and who gets what. And the end of the Soviet Union was a pretty messy time, and it really was not something that ever kind of wrapped up cleanly. And the aftershocks of it are still being felt all over, the CIS countries and around this area. I think at least here in Moscow, there's, people don't want war. They're not anxious to have this continue. So hopefully things will come back to normal at some point in the near future, and can only hope and pray for that,
We do too. Eddie Aronoff, thank you so much for making time and coming on the Midday Show today and talking about your series called Artists in Exile, which will be starting this Sunday at Time and Space Limited. Again, thank you very much for coming on the Midday Show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE.